Pensacola. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3. And we still got the text line open. You can text in with any questions you may have at 850-437-1620. It is July 3rd, and I know we're all looking forward to a long three-day weekend here celebrating the 4th of July, but I'm putting our city council vice president from District 6, Allison Patton, to work just a little bit longer before she can go and start getting all the fireworks and hot dogs and hamburgers ready to put on the grill tomorrow. So, Allison, thank you for joining us here today on the radio.
Great to be here, Walker. Yeah, looking forward to a great weekend and happy to be here this morning.
Oh, good. Allison, you were on the Downtown Improvement Board as well as the representative for City Council. And so we've worked together. Now, I guess we're closing in on a year that you've been with us on the DIB board. And, you know, one of these issues that we run into or hear a lot about from business owners or residents downtown is noise issues. And that's something that you hear as a city council member just from your constituents as you cover most of Old East Hill and the urban core area. And just want to kind of give you an opportunity to talk about some of the things we're doing to try and reduce those noise issues that we're running into.
Yeah, so it's definitely something that I've heard about really for the last 3 years since I've served on city council. And, it's really a livability issue. And for the businesses, you know, it's something that is disruptive, particularly for folks who have service outside. And so it's really something I think that's important just from a livability and walkability standpoint for downtown. The DIB, I think, has really stepped up here to help address this by allocating some funds towards noise enforcement. The mayor agreed to match whatever funds the DIB was able to allocate towards this enforcement effort. And so we have now started implementing that enforcement on a random basis. I'll put that in quotes, but periodically on weekends or weekdays where there might be activity that, you know, would warrant more enforcement. And I think it's been very successful. I know the first time we did it, which was last year, it really had an impact on noise. The folks coming down with loud mufflers and loud music and really helped mitigate, I think, that behavior. And so I'm very hopeful that it will again now. There's been a couple of weekends now, maybe three, where there's been enforcement, and we've seen citations for loud music, improper exhaust, a couple of arrests for driving without a license, warrant arrests, you know, some warnings and citations for traffic violations. And so I think overall this is just going to make our streets in downtown where people are walking and visiting a lot safer and more enjoyable. I'll also say that, you know, this has prompted, you know, a broader discussion, I think, on noise in general. And so I am looking at bringing forth an ordinance at some point, or some changes, I should say, to our current noise ordinance, working with the city attorney right now to draft those changes and see, you know, if we can tighten up our laws on noise. And I think it's not only relevant downtown, but I know there have been other places within our city where, you know, these issues have created problems for residents.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's certainly something that I hear in my role with the DIB from visitors that are coming down to grab dinner, and they might be sitting at some of the tables that the restaurants set up on Palafox on the sidewalk and, you know, or just a family coming down to enjoy a nice dinner together and they're got somebody, you know, revving their engine or playing music extremely loud with all their windows down. And so we've been thankful that, you know, you helped get us with the mayor, and the mayor agreed to help us support this program. And we're certainly, now that we're putting our budget together for next fiscal year, trying to allocate some more funds for this, you know, overtime work for PPD officers to come down and really focus on this issue. Not that it's allowed outside of when we're trying to do this and running this program. It certainly is illegal if you have a modified exhaust all the time. But this is something that we really just have a focus on and trying to tackle this issue to keep it down. So we're going to go to PJ with Traffic on the Fives, do some commercials, and we'll be back with Allison Patton, City Council Vice President.
Thanks, Walker. This traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Taking a look at the big board, vehicle crash with a roadblock in Massachusetts Avenue at Montclair Road. That's in Pensacola. Again, they're saying there's roadblocks, so use caution in that area. I'm PJ with your Traffic on the Fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Don't forget who the real enemy is. He is described in 1 Peter 5:8, where the Bible says, "Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." The devil is the diabolical one. He is as a roaring lion who is prowling around the neighborhood, seeking whom he may devour spiritually. Inside a home, a brother and sister or a husband and a wife may be arguing, maybe slamming doors and yelling, but the moment that they recognize that there's a prowler outside the house, petty differences and the argument disappear, and the family unites as one to protect their home. So it is God's call on His children to be sober and vigilant and resist the real enemy, the devil, and he will flee from you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
So I have known Christina Leavenworth as long as I've lived here, you know, back to when she was in the news and then all the things that she's done since then and with her family and everything else. And when she said that she wanted to get into real estate, those of us who knew her thought, well, a lot of people try, but if anybody can make it work, you can. And she has, it's unbelievable, honestly. And the reason is because, you know, she's really smart and she's very personable. But frankly, I think it's because she's willing to do all the little things that kind of everybody knows you're supposed to do. She just does them. She calls back right away. She follows up. And when people come and look at a house and they don't make an offer, she thinks, well, let's find out why. So she'll call the agent and the agent will say, well, they didn't like this or the price or whatever. And, you know, she says, okay, great, because that's a learning opportunity. Maybe we can do it better in the future. Or, well, you know, actually, we can fix that. Would they be interested if we did this? Maybe, because that can become a sale. That is such a little thing, but think about it. How many people are really willing to do that little step, but it can turn into so many great results? That's the way she approaches everything, from fixing nails in the drywall, you know, holes in the drywall the night before you're supposed to have a closing just to make sure the closing happens. Whatever it takes, she gets the job done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I come in last night about a half past 10. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. Moving on over.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And if you want to text in and get in on the action here this morning, you can text in to 850-437-1620. We have City Council Vice President from District 6, Allison Patton, on the line with us. We were talking about noise issue and enforcement programs that the City and Downtown Improvement Board had partnered on. And I know you were, I think you were going to try and chime in there before we had to cut to commercial. So I wanted to give you a chance to finish your thought on that, and then maybe kind of segue a little bit into VO scooters that we see around downtown, because sometimes those are kind of intermingled, those two issues. But I'll let you go ahead and finish what your thoughts were there.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, you know, you mentioned the budget process, the DIVs that are going and making sure that there's money allocated. And I was going to say that I am going to make the same commitment, because we are starting, you know, city is finishing up the budget, and I want to make sure that we have the money actually set aside this year to do this, you know, and not have to worry about whether the funds are available. So I'm right there with you, Walker.
Right. And then kind of segue into similar-ish issue is the VO scooter program. They've been downtown, and kind of, I guess they're really in what I would say is East Hill and the west side of the city of Pensacola. A lot of the area that you represent, these rentable micro-mobility scooters that people put an app on their phone, you scan it, you take off, you go, you drop it off somewhere, scan it, you get charged a fee for how far you've ridden, how long you've ridden. And it is a good way for people maybe to move around town, but it certainly has come with its own complaints. And I know the city's looking at the contract that is coming back before you guys here in a couple months.
Yeah, it's definitely another issue that I hear about an awful lot. You know, I have mixed feelings about it. I think a lot of folks have a lot of fun on the VO scooters, and I certainly see a lot of activity. You know, I live downtown, and enjoyment using the VO scooters, but I also see unsafe uses of the VO scooters where, you know, there are young children riding on the scooters. I know that's not supposed to happen, and so that is a concern. And there are other concerns specifically that, you know, people are leaving them all over downtown and frankly the neighborhoods, you know, without bringing them back to the locations where they're supposed to be left. And it's been a year or two since we've heard really any data on how the program's working. You know, what the usage is. I think the idea was it was supposed to help with transportation, and I think some people use it for that, but I think by far the majority are just using it to joyride around downtown, which, again, there's nothing wrong with, but I think we have to evaluate, is it really serving the purposes that we had hoped it would serve, and, you know, what's the impact on the city, as I know folks are also driving on sidewalks, and, you know, just there are some unsafe aspects to it, I think. The city's doing a survey. I think they're using a third party to do the survey. I think there may have been some glitches with how the survey has been able to be disseminated. Hopefully some of those will be addressed. But I think, you know, taking the results of that survey that's going to the folks, I think, that are most impacted by the VO scooters, and looking at what the feedback is to determine what next steps are. I'd say one thing I'm clear on and disappointed a little bit about is last time we spoke with VO, when they did their presentation to council, one of the issues was, you know, getting scooters back into the bays and incentivizing that behavior. And there was supposed to be some sort of fine associated with, you know, the failure to do that. And if that fine is in existence, it certainly isn't working very well, because I see them scattered all over the place.
Right.
So that's what's happening with VO, and we'll hopefully have more information in the form of data on usage and then survey data, and be able to make a good decision about what to do going forward.
Right. And I know. I've used them a few times, and it certainly is nice on a Mardi Gras event or a fiesta, crawfish festival, seafood fest, arts fest, where you want to kind of get to the other side of downtown, but it's busy and you maybe don't want to walk or you're late because you're trying to meet some friends to grab lunch. It's nice to just jump on there and scoot on over to the other side of downtown. I've done that a few times. But PJ, let's get traffic on the fives.
Looks like they're still just dealing with that vehicle crash, Massachusetts Avenue at Montclair Road in Pensacola. They're saying the roadway is now clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3. We're speaking with Allison Patton, the vice president of Pensacola City Council. And next Thursday, I believe it is, July 10th at 9 a.m., the county and city are having a joint meeting at the Pensacola Bay Center. Again, 9 a.m., July 10th, joint meeting. County commissioners and city council and mayor are going to meet there at the Bay Center on the second floor and talk about the future of the Bay Center. And just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about what where we're at in the process so far and kind of what your thoughts and opinions are on this project as we close out the half hour.
Yeah, so the meeting is, I think it's at 10 a.m. I was just going to double check that after I heard you say 9 a.m. So let me make sure of that. But I'm very much looking forward to this. And this has been something that I am, very interested in making sure that we really think through. I think this is, it's the Bay Center is 40 years old. And where we go from here, it's obviously whatever we do is going to be expensive, I think, regardless. And so I think it's really important that we determine what we want the Bay Center to be for the community and, not just the Bay Center, but the surrounding areas and how we can, sort of maximize the community use. If we need additional meeting space and other amenities that would be beneficial to our city as a whole, can we do something there to meet those needs? And so I want us to really not just focus on, how much money should we spend renovating the Bay Center, but what that area could look like, with more investment and just sort of a broader view. And I think the mayor agrees with that. I think the county commissioners are on board, which is why this meeting is going to take place. And I really love the idea of us having this discussion. I've been pretty, vocal about my thoughts on, how we develop this area of our downtown, because I think while the county runs the Bay Center, it really is smack dab in the middle of our business district. And so we need to make sure that we're all at the table and we're talking about the best path forward.
Yeah, I'm excited about the conversation, and we've certainly talked about it at the DIB, and our whole thought process really is just we want to see something happen, and we're not too hung up on our end of maybe what that is. We know that at the end of the day, if we get a improved Bay Center, an improved facility, upgrades, adding more square footage, whether that's for more sports activity or for meeting space and conferences or a combination of both, then that's going to help the businesses and the valuations of property downtown, which is the whole driving point of what the DIB is for. So, I know some folks maybe have opinions on what exactly should be going there and have differing opinions on that. And I guess maybe some of that will get worked out at y'all's joint meeting next week. But I know that for us, we just want to see something happen, and we're excited at the opportunity to be involved in a small part anyway. So
yeah, definitely. I mean, I just look back and you're right. It's 9 o'clock. So I'm glad you mentioned that, because I set my calendar for 10. So got the agenda. It was just published. And, what we're going to be looking at are a couple of different questions. I think there's been a discussion about whether to create an advisory committee, which, in some ways I think is a great idea if it helps expedite the conversation. But if it's something that becomes political and starts really just being, more making things more difficult, I don't know whether that's the right way forward. So I think that's one of our topics. We're going to talk about the visioning proposal, I think, that the mayor has been working on to look at the surrounding areas. You know, I also serve on the PEDC board, the Pensacola-Escambia Development Commission, and that entity controls the Technology Park property, which obviously is across the street. And then we've got some other surrounding private property that all could be combined to really do something, I think, big. And so, you know, what does that actually look like? And then I certainly want to see, you know, where the ASM study is right now. The current operators have hired a consultant to actually look at the Bay Center and give us various options. And I'm really hopeful that, you know, they're really not just looking at what the events are currently at the Bay Center and how we, you know, upgrade the Bay Center to meet those needs, but really looking at the things that we don't have anymore, like good concerts and, yeah, you know, those sorts of things. So,
yeah, we're excited about it. Allison, I want to thank you for coming on, and we've got a hard break here. We'll be back after these commercials.
I'm Chris Foster.
We're going to pass this bill. President Trump's going to sign it. It's going to be a great 4th of July.
Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the Republicans' so-called One Big Beautiful Bill is brought to the House floor for a final vote expected this morning.
It's all designed to put a happy smile on the face of billionaires. That is inconsistent with the Declaration of Independence and what we should be celebrating on July 4th.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries giving a marathon speech. Bodies and survivors are being pulled from the sea where a ferry sank near Bali.
It was traveling between East Java and the popular resort Isle of Bali. Rescue work has been hampered by rough seas and bad weather, but the forecast is improving. Many of those pulled out alive were unconscious, having been in the sea for hours.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, there are 65 people on board the ferry when it went down in that bad weather. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3 right now, 75 degrees. We've got sunshine, an absolutely gorgeous morning here in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast here in just a few moments with meteorologist Brooke Richardson. First, some headlines for today. Santa Rosa County deputies have detained four men. This is after a drive-by shooting in Milton, an incident being called a drug deal gone bad. This happened at a home on 87, just a few miles away from the Piggly Wiggly. Officials say five men had driven to a home to purchase drugs when a suspect attempted to rob them and started shooting. Those men then returned fire on the suspect and drove away. They were stopped by deputies at a nearby grocery store. The suspect was later detained after barricading himself inside the home. Officials do say nobody was hurt and a firearm was recovered after the incident. Sediment runoff from developments has reportedly polluted the Mulad Bayou in Santa Rosa County. Residents, they're not happy about it. Channel 3 talked with Marcia Murray, who says the water's discolored and wildlife is vanishing.
My neighbor over there, Daniel, he don't even like to look out the back door.
Florida's Department of Environmental Protection has now issued some big fines for two developers. Kip Walker of Hanley Holdings was fined over $197,000 and arrested also for not obtaining a permit. And Thomas Corneliusen of Furlong Lots and Developments was fined over $67,000. The pollution reportedly was caused by red clay runoff and is made worse by heavy rainfall. Despite the hefty fines, residents say it's not enough. FDEP says both developers now have a couple of weeks to agree to some changes to avoid environmental issues. Officials with the Homeland Security Task Force say they've arrested an illegal Russian immigrant that allegedly tried to purchase a gun in Baldwin County. The man had reportedly made multiple attempts to purchase the firearm before he was taken into custody on Wednesday. Governor Ron DeSantis vetoed three bills this week, perhaps the most notable being HB 1445, which aimed to impose new residency and educational requirements on members of the state university system's Board of Governors and University Boards of Trustees. The bill would have mandated that board members be Florida residents or graduates of state universities. It gained near unanimous support in the legislature in May and followed the governor's contentious appointments to university boards, one of which was his choice of Boise State's Scott Yenner for UWF's Board of Trustees, a position that Yenner resigned from after community backlash. Now, the new immigrant detention center in the Everglades might already be starting to fill up. Florida's Attorney General James Uthmeyer says plans were in place to check hundreds of criminal illegal aliens in at Alligator Alcatraz yesterday. The facility was built to hold potentially up to around 5,000 detainees, but Democrat Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says she doesn't believe it'll hold even half that number. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. PJ has our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. Traffic is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Just looking at the big board right now. A little congestion building on Caroline Street, US 90, right near Parkmore Plaza Drive. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. And it is 7:35. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing temperatures warming up this afternoon near 93 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. On Friday, 20% chance of rain for your 4th of July, but most of us looking nice and sunny, high near 94. By Friday evening, we will have temperatures dropping near 76, should look decent for fireworks. Heading into your Saturday, plenty of sunshine with a 30% chance of a pop-up shower, high near 94 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
76 degrees, your next news at 8 o'clock, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Traders are now awaiting the Bureau of Labor Statistics' June non-farm payrolls reading. Economists polled by Dow Jones expect the economy added 110,000 jobs last month. This compares to May's gain of 139,000. Economists also see the unemployment rate inching higher to 4.3%, up from 4.2% in May. Data drops in 10 minutes. President Trump's hardline immigration policy is still hurting Constellation Brands beer sales as Hispanic shoppers pull back their spending. The brewer, which owns Modelo, Corona, and Pacifico, says that roughly half of its beer sales come from U.S. Latinos. One estimate says California's January wildfires could cause insurance premiums to rise 21% statewide. However, some other states have it even worse. Experts say increasingly severe storms and other disasters, combined with rising housing costs, are pushing rates even higher. Futures are slightly higher. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 10. That's your money now.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air today, 9:30. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season. Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Don't forget, you can text in at 850-437-1620. And on the line, we have Pensacola Police Department Public Information Officer Mike Wood joining us today. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing?
Doing well.
Great, great. Well, what's going on at the Pensacola Police Department this week? I know, I'm sure y'all are gearing up for the 4th of July tomorrow. Big night downtown.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like the weather's going to hold out for us. But we had a pretty quiet week except for Sunday night. Last Sunday night, about 11:30 p.m., we had yet another traffic fatality. This one involved a scooter and a vehicle, and at E and Lakeview, where a 42-year-old female lost her life. And I bring this up again, and I've said it too many times in the past month. I think it's been a month and maybe a couple of days. We've lost four lives in traffic crashes in the city of Pensacola, which is highly unusual. Three out of the four involved excessive speed. Two of those were motorcycles, and then the fourth one involved a single vehicle crash, and that vehicle was also traveling at a high rate of speed, and the individual was not wearing a seatbelt. So I bring this up to remind everybody that on motorcycles you don't have to wear helmets, but it would be a good idea if you did anyway, and please use those seatbelts, because these are all four of these fatalities that we've seen in the last month were very preventable.
Yeah, that's it's sad to hear and crazy to think that we've had that many fatalities on the road just here in the city of Pensacola, and you know, especially with 4th of July right here this weekend, and Blue Angels. Want to remind everybody to be safe and have a sober driver, or use Uber, or have somebody come pick you up. If you're going to be out traveling and enjoying the holidays, out in the sun and everything. So that's a good reminder right here before the holidays, Mike.
Yeah, you need to think it through, especially like you said, the 4th of July and Blue Angel Air Show coming up. A DUI is going to cost you, and this is if you just get arrested. You don't get hurt. You didn't hurt anybody else. It's going to cost you around $10,000 between fines and attorney's fees, where an Uber is much, much less than that, or a cab, or just make plans ahead of time. Because nobody thinks it's going to happen to them, that they're going to get away with it, but you roll those dice every time that you drive impaired. And sooner or later, you may get caught. And a lot of times, and I've seen over the many years that I've been a law enforcement officer, DUI arrests have been made when the accident was not even the drunk driver's fault. They were rear-ended or something like that by somebody that was sober, and yet they still went to jail. So think it through, get a plan, and please do not drink and drive.
Yeah. And we do have 4th of July coming up tomorrow, and we've been talking a lot. We've got Christy Rogers from Pensacola Young Professionals calling in here in about 5-6 minutes to talk about their big fireworks show they've got going on downtown tomorrow. You got fireworks out at the beach tomorrow. But, Mike, what should I, the guy that's got a bunch of fireworks I'm going to set off in my backyard, know that I should and shouldn't be doing tomorrow that Pensacola Police Department might be looking out for?
It's a big one, and that's why we have these public shows that are just phenomenal every year. It's because it's still against the city ordinance to, or anything that flies or explodes in the air is still against the city ordinance. We know that we're going to have a lot of calls for this, and we just want people to know to please be patient with us. That's usually a very busy night for us. We will answer each and every one of those calls. It may take a little while, but we will answer them because we have to prioritize our calls. But please just go to these public shows where the fireworks are much louder, much bigger, and much safer. So that's our word. And there's two of them. There's one on the beach, and there's another one downtown for people to enjoy.
That's right. And as far as traffic goes, Pensacola police officers will be downtown to direct traffic, I assume, and try and get people out of town after those shows are over. And we talked a little bit yesterday about how it will be busy and for people to be patient. But are there any roads that maybe folks should avoid tomorrow night as they're going downtown to watch the fireworks and then trying to get home afterwards?
Yeah, Bayfront is going to be shut down, the usual place where the fireworks are. We're going to be shutting that down early. Officers will be making their way down there about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to be very early for to get ready to shut these areas down. Just please pack your patients. Getting there is one thing. Leaving is something else, because everybody's going to get there whenever they feel like it. They're going to trickle in over the course of the afternoon and the evening. But when the fireworks are over, everybody's trying to get out at one time. We have officers at the major intersections where the lights are, and we synchronize the lights by radio. We'll let everybody start flowing north and south at the same time, and then we'll switch east and west at the same time. So we'll get everybody out of there as quickly as we can. Just please be patient, and please do not drink and drive. Unfortunately, every year after the fireworks show, there's some DUI arrests, and we'd like to be able to report next week that we had none.
Fair enough. Well, I want to thank you for coming on this morning, and I hope you have a happy 4th of July and get to enjoy some of this weekend. And thanks for reminding everybody to be safe out there while they're celebrating the 4th.
You too. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks so much. Let's go to PJ with traffic on the fives and get some commercials in.
All right. Thanks, Walker. Looks like we still have a little bit of a slowdown, Caroline Street, US 90, right near Parkmore Plaza Drive. So just be advised of that. Not showing any delays, Pine Forest or Car City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Show in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 11th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by Calvert's in the Heights. It's The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
The Florida Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo is rolling into Pensacola for a blowout weekend, July 4th through 7th at the Pensacola Interstate Fairground. They're clearing everything out. Hot tubs, swim spas, saunas, and cold plunges with savings up to 50% off. Many models available for immediate delivery and zero down interest-free financing for those who qualify. Inventory is limited. It's first come, first served. So don't miss out this weekend only at the Pensacola Interstate Fairground on Mobile Highway in Pensacola. Visit FloridaHotTubExpo.com.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson on News Radio 92.3, filling in for Andrew McKay. David, what do we got going on in the newsroom?
Well, good morning. A final floor vote is expected later this morning on President Trump's domestic spending agenda. House Republicans have been working through the night now to get members of their own party to vote for the spending bill. The overnight vote to begin final debate was 219 to 213. The bill is now just one vote away from President Trump's desk. Sean Diddy Combs was found guilty yesterday of transporting people for prostitution. The verdict was delivered at the federal courthouse in New York City. Combs, though, was found not guilty of the most serious charges, which were racketeering and sex trafficking. and he is expected to be sentenced in October, and he'll remain in jail until then. And the FAA is investigating after 15 people, they're saying now, were injured in that crash in New Jersey. It was a skydiving plane that went down. The Cessna went off the runway and crashed at the Cross Keys Airport in Gloucester County yesterday. And three of the injured are currently in critical condition. And that's what we've got going on in our headlines right now.
All right. Thank you so much, David. And now on the line, we have got Christy Rogers from Pensacola Young Professionals to tell us all about what to expect tomorrow night downtown Pensacola. Pensacola Young Professionals have partnered with the Greater Pensacola Chamber to make this year's show happen. So, Christy, thanks so much for calling in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, let's jump right into it and talk about the big show, when and where people should go, where they should look to park, what they should be expecting, all that good stuff. What's the 411 for tomorrow night?
Yeah, we're really excited about the event. I think we're going to have a great turnout, and we're excited about the fireworks. The event's going to start at 5 o'clock in downtown Pensacola, Bayfront Parkway. We're going to be having food trucks and vendors in Bartram Park and Veterans Park. So spread out all along Bayfront Parkway. Bring your chairs, bring coolers, bring snacks, whatever you would like other than your pets and fireworks. We would like for you to leave those at home. But we're really excited about the event. We think we're going to have a good turnout and a great time. The fireworks don't start until 9 o'clock. So there'll be lots of fun activities for you to do, hang out and enjoy downtown Pensacola.
Great. And so people can come down, set their chairs up, starting at what time again?
5 o'clock. We really ask that you wait until that time just so we have time to get the food trucks in location. I think the roads will be closing a little bit earlier than that, but 5 o'clock is that start of the event, so we can make sure that the roads are closed and all the food trucks are stationary and not moving anymore, so we can make sure everything's safe for everyone.
Great. And those food trucks are going to be located where along the road closure? And then what food trucks are going to be out there? What can I expect to be eaten tomorrow night on the 4th of July?
So you're going to be eating some really good food. We have some great food trucks and vendors that are coming out. They're going to be set up. There's about six or seven that are going to be located on Bayfront Parkway by Veterans Park and the FPL building. And then down by Bartram Park, which is at the opposite end of Bayfront, almost to, a couple blocks before Palafox. But they're going to be vendors that are set up in the parking lot and food trucks that are along Bayfront Parkway there. We have some really great vendors signed up, some great food that I'm looking forward to. Really a wide variety of American food, some really good fried food, seafood, some Vietnamese food, really Filipino food. Honestly, it's going to be really, really great stuff.
Great. Great. And I know this isn't just about fireworks. It's a great example of how Pensacola Young Professionals is stepping up to the table to invest in our community. I was in PYP myself and for a number of years, and just, you know, want to give you an opportunity, a platform to talk about what Pensacola Young Professionals is, why you're involved, and why this is such an important project for them to get involved in.
Yeah, Pensacola Young Professionals is a great organization. I know that you know that. And it's a lot of really like-minded people that want to make Pensacola a better place to work and live. And this event was brought to us a couple years ago. For the longest time, it was put on by another civic organization. They had kind of gotten to the point where they wanted to pass it on. So Pensacola Young Professionals and the Greater Pensacola Chamber stepped up, because we know it is such a great event in downtown Pensacola. We partner with a lot of great businesses in town, the city of Pensacola, the Escambia County, Cat Country, you know, News Radio there where you are right now, WEAR, Quality Roofing, American Magic, the Port of Pensacola. This event would not happen without us having the ability to use the Port of Pensacola to shoot the fireworks off of. It's a great location for people to be able to see the fireworks from a lot of different vantage points. So we're just really excited to be a part of it.
Great. I know this is PYP was always kind of looking for what's a big community event that we can get involved in. And this was one that was already set up, and this civic group was ready to pass it on. So it wasn't like you were creating something from scratch. You had something in place, and it was, you know, what a great partner in the chamber to work with to really keep that going. And you guys just plug in right there and make it work. So that's exciting stuff. We're going to get PJ on real quick and get some traffic on the fives.
We have a disabled vehicle and roadblock, North Davis Highway at Smith Fish Camp Road. That's in Pensacola. Again, the roadway is blocked. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, Christy. So let's one more time run through, you know, what to expect, what time to get down there, how to watch the fireworks, food trucks, where those are going to be located. And then I want to give you an opportunity to also tell people how they could get involved in Pensacola Young Professionals as well. So I'll let you take about 4 minutes and wrap us up with all of that information.
Sounds great. So the Pensacola Fireworks Show is sponsored by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Greater Pensacola Chamber. It will start, the event starts at 5 o'clock in downtown Pensacola along Bayfront Parkway in between the Port of Pensacola all the way down to Chase Street will be closed off. I know you mentioned parking earlier. Parking is always a hot topic near downtown Pensacola. It is a park where you can find parking. I highly recommend that you download the Park Mobile app before you get downtown so that you're ready to go. You can put all your information in and park. We will have handicap accessible parking at the Florida Archaeologic Network there on right where the Port of Pensacola street hits Bayfront Parkway. So you can park there if you have a handicap placard. The event is going to start at 5 o'clock. We will have road closures start before then, and the food trucks and the vendors will start setting up. We're going to have food trucks along Bayfront Parkway in front of Veterans Memorial Park and the FPL building, and then also down by Bartram Park. There will also be vendors set up in the parking lot of Bartram Park. So come out early. You can set your chairs up, set your tent up, bring a cooler, you know, bring snacks, or come and patron the food trucks. The fireworks will not start until 9 o'clock, but it'll be a great time to come down and just hang out. We do ask that you leave your pets and your personal fireworks at home. That is a requirement of the permit from the city. They want everyone to be safe, and we want to limit as many issues or accidents that could occur with those two items in the fireworks footprint. If you have any questions, you can check out PensacolaFireworks.com. There's information. We will have a map showing exactly where the food trucks are located and what food trucks are along that footprint on Bayfront Parkway, so you can kind of check it out and see what is there before you come downtown. We're going to have some great food trucks and vendors, lots of variety of food, ice cream and snow cones. They're going to be set up from 5 until 10 o'clock. The fireworks, again, are at 9, so you'll still be able to grab a snow cone or an ice cream for the road if you want after the fireworks. But we're really excited about the event, and we hope everyone comes out and has a great time in downtown Pensacola.
Great. And if someone wants to get involved in Pensacola Young Professionals, how do they do that? What are some of the type of events they can expect if they want to get involved in that organization?
Yeah, so if you would like to join Pensacola Young Professionals, you can go to PensacolaYP.com and find out some more information about our organization and how you can sign up. It really is a great organization of people, of like-minded people that want to make Pensacola a better place to work and live. There's lots of different activities that you can be involved in. Monthly, they have happy hours, they have coffee chats. There's always a really great professional development opportunity. And my favorite, the community impact, the community service. There's so many great nonprofits in Pensacola, and Pensacola Young Professionals is one way that I really got to know about the nonprofits that are available in Pensacola and got to kind of get a taste of what it would be like to volunteer there. So it's really a great organization, lots of really, really great people. So you can check out PensacolaYP.com.
Great. Well, thanks so much for calling in. Thanks for all you do with Pensacola Young Professionals and staying involved in the community and giving, you know, young professionals in this community a seat at the table and being in part of such a big event that I can remember going to as a child growing up here. And so, you know, you'll be making memories for young kids in this community tomorrow and for families all over Escambia and Santa Rosa County. So thanks for calling in. Hope you have a happy 4th of July and get to enjoy yourself out there tomorrow as well. And we'll talk to you soon.
We will. Thanks, Walker.
All right. Thanks so much. It's PYP is a great organization for any young professional. I was able to serve as the president of that organization several years ago and really enjoyed it. So we are going to head to commercial, and we will be back with Lisa Newell of the Gulf Breeze News after this.